Music provided by Armstrong. Visit armstrongofficial.com to hear more badass music. Welcome to the TriCast Gaming Podcast.
Greetings and welcome everyone to episode number 87 of the TriCast Gaming Podcast. I am your host, Neons, aka Jason Andrews, and I am joined tonight by Roguevox, aka M Squared, Michael Martinez.
Dude, I haven't been called that in years.
It's been actually just a couple episodes ago, and you and Phil went over the whole thing, like why you have two on your.
Oh,
he didn't I knew, but
right, yeah, that's.
I actually used to call you that a little bit.
A little bit, yeah,
not a lot, but just a little bit.
Yeah,
that's. Well, crazy. It's just the two of us because Phil is off this week. He is traveling for work for probably the first time in like 2 years because of COVID for him. So.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I was off because of work last week, and I will be off because of work next week. So it's kind of how it rolls. And then I'll be back for a week and then gone a week. So I'm back to full-scale traveling, man.
Right.
So how have you been?
It's been a long week, man.
Yeah.
Long, long week. I've just had a
bunch.
Yeah, a bunch of work. And
yeah.
I don't like to knock it all out at once. I kind of like to kind of space it out a bit just because trying to do it all at once, it gets stressful. It's like throwing a bunch of balls in the air and having to catch them all if I do them all at once.
I mean, you're pretty good at juggling some balls, though, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But so I normally spread it out.
On your resume, like, you know, it's under the like skills part, you're like ball juggler.
It's definitely a skill for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I normally spread it out, but my boss is like, hey, I need these actually done by the end of the week. And I'm like, okay. So I was just like on it.
Yeah.
And it is mentally exhausting because like, I got a bunch of like, if this, then that. And I got a bunch of if this, then that type of work.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to like, if you screw that up, you can screw shit up like way down the line. It just creates a bunch of headaches for everybody. So that's why I like to space out as well, just because I can.
It's like messing up early in long division.
Yeah. Pretty much it.
You're like, I have all this work. And you're like, yeah, you forgot the carry the one way back there. Like, damn exactly. It. So have you seen all of the trailers and for Moon Knight coming out? Are you up to date at least on the trailer for Moon Knight?
I have. I watched the first one, but I refuse to watch anymore because I don't want to get
give away too much. Like I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people who won't watch trailers, period.
You're right.
Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Troy is that way. Troy's a buddy of ours that we play some Rocket with. He like actively does everything he can to stay away from trailers because he's gotten to the point where it's like trailers give so much the movie away. Now
they really do.
I would say Marvel is really good at you know, hiding stuff in their trailers. I mean, you know, we can go back to like when Infinity War was coming out and stuff and people were, you know, thought they were figuring stuff out and Marvel like specifically changes the CGI in trailers so that you don't notice all the stones he has in his glove or et cetera. Right. Like they've gotten pretty good about it. Now it's funny. Then they turned around and Sony released, you know, they were in charge of Spider-Man, and like everyone immediately was like, yeah, y'all suck at this. They like saw everything in the trailer. Like, here you can tell where someone is punching this Spider-Man, and there's a Spider-Man here that they tried to remove, and this and that.
Yeah, they are straight up ass.
So, Disney is good at it for Marvel, anyway. But yeah, dude, I'm pretty pumped. So, it comes out March 30th. I'm pumped for it. So, we're going to talk a little Star Wars here in the show in just a little bit, but like so far away, but May 25th, I can't wait for that one either.
I know. Oh my God, dude.
For some Obi-Wan, man.
Did you watch, the Ms. Marvel trailer?
Yeah. Look, I never, you know, I'm a big, you know, Marvel fan, big into the comics, but I never watched because Miss Marvel is a relatively new character. Mm-hmm. About the only story of her I really know is from
the video game
that just recently came out, which I hated because she's like the main story arc,
right?
That's carried through that,
right?
And so that's pretty much the best I know of her. So, right. So I'm not saying I will watch it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, at this point, the way Marvel works, you know,
she's definitely going to
be a part of the Young Avengers moving forward, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going to be a part of the Kate Bishop and mm-hmm. I mean, all of the stuff that's going to come out. Right. And so, I'll watch it because everything is so intertwined that if you miss something,
right,
it affects you. Right. But, I just don't know a whole lot about it. And the trailer, it doesn't like super excite me. I think one of the comments that I had made about Hawkeye was that it felt real sitcom-y, right? Mm-hmm. It felt like I was watching a CW show. It's not that I didn't like it, but I love comic stuff, mm-hmm. but I just can't get into any of the CW stuff. I just can't. I've tried, you know, like Green Arrow, Flash, all of them. I tried. You have to turn off my phone as it just dings away right there during the show. I don't know. They're cheesier. Whereas basically everything else to me has felt movie quality, just mm-hmm. broken. Like Loki was fantastic. Right.
Right.
And even though WandaVision was
literally a
sitcom based show, it fit what they were doing.
Right.
And it still felt more like a movie quality to me. It's just split over, you know, five episodes or whatever. It was them telling their story,
right?
And their story was sitcoms, right? So I don't know. It just was better to me.
Right. It's not like it was purposefully a sitcom. It was part of
the story arc was sitcom.
Yeah. That's what it was about, was her liking sitcoms.
Right. Yeah. So, whereas Hawkeye started to feel more sitcom-y to me, and where I'm getting with that is, watching just the trailer, and I'm judging it just off the trailer, but the Miss Marvel trailer looks really sitcom-y to me. It just felt like, I was like, okay, that's a CW show. I mean, I could be wrong. Right. It just felt like, whereas now I'm watching all the stuff for Moon Knight doesn't feel sitcom-y to me.
It has a cinematic feel to it.
Cinematic, it feels like it's got a little bit of a, the thing that I'm excited about Moon Knight, I don't know if you know any of Moon Knight stuff, but he's got multiple personalities, essentially. And there's like almost like a horror aspect to him, right?
Right.
Like, because he's not in control and he doesn't know what's going on. And he has all of these like visions, and it's almost like he's like walking nightmares. So I'm actually pretty pumped for his. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see what they do with his story arc. So,
right on. I am excited for that show. I'll definitely be watching it. That and Obi-Wan for sure.
Yeah. And I still have not seen Batman. I desperately want to see it. All honesty, I probably will not get to watch Batman until probably the first week of April when I leave town again and I'm by myself. So yeah, I know it's lame. I want to watch it really bad. I just haven't had time. I just don't have time, man.
I say you could watch with me when you come to Denver, but you're not going to be here very long.
Sure. No, I'm not. I mean, and I'm going to be busy the whole time. So, I'm not saying it's absolutely impossible. There's a small chance that I'm like able to pawn my wife on her family that's there, and then me and you will run off and go watch it. But I'm not. We will see. If I even bring it up, I could be decapitated. So yeah,
don't worry about it.
So I'm super excited about Batman. And speaking of while I'm in Denver, so I'm going up to Vail and we're going to go snowboarding while we're there. Part of work. I mean, I don't get to do it.
When was the last time you
went snowboarding?
Snowboarded?
Just a couple, probably about 3 years ago, probably like the year before COVID.
Oh, really?
Got a concussion.
Because I remember you and I went to Ruidoso.
And skied.
And I remember driving home, and you were just like out the first halfway home. You remember that? Because you got sick.
Was it did I get like motion sick going down the mountain or like elevation sickness or something?
I think you got elevation sickness because like
feel like that's kind of what it was.
We got down the mountain, like we did one last run, or I did one run because I just kept falling every like 10 feet.
Yeah.
And I finally got to the bottom and you're like down there in like the lodge area.
And
you were like hurting.
Yeah.
And you're like, we need to go. I'm like, all right. So I drove part of the way and you're just like in the back seat, just like miserable.
Yeah. I actually do remember that now. And driving down the roads, Ruidoso, by the way, is in all honesty, a terrible ski mountain. Gosh, it's awful. It just happens to be the closest thing to Lubbock where we're from. And so, but the drive down that mountain is wretched, man. It's just this tiny little windy road, which I'm sure a lot of these mountain, you know, resorts are, but, you know, it's not Vail. It's nothing like it, basically all of Colorado just puts Ruidoso to absolute shame.
Yeah.
Pretty pumped about it. So,
cool. We'll hope you have fun.
Yeah. Let's hope I don't break my leg. So we're skiing that day and basically I have to be done and back at the hotel resort and ready to work to like build up our big booth for our presentation stuff the next day.
You are going to be how are you going to have the energy, dude?
Cause
dude, how
I have to figure out a way.
Damn, dude. That, like snowboard, like that's like a friggin', it's like swimming all day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm going to be exhausted. Things are going to hurt.
Yeah, you are
going to make it work. Gotta make it work, bro.
Jeez.
Well, so
have fun.
All right. So, a couple weeks ago we, played a new game. We did, it was kind of like a movie mashup where what we did before is we took movie characters and said, hey, this is the, what is the video game version of them? Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this time around, we're going to do something similar movie to video game, but, not really. We're just mashing two
movies universes together.
Point,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're just nerding out on two, universes. And one of them was Marvel last time. And this time we're going to do something Marvel again this time. So, this is like Nerd Central. Mm-hmm. We're going to mash up Marvel and Star Wars. So everything nerd. So I think that people really enjoyed it. We had a couple of write-ins, you know, I think we had people who really enjoyed that. So we're going to do this again this time around. I would like to see next week, you know, if Phil kind of played in and just went ahead and gave off his answers next week to see how he compares to us, because he's a big Star Wars nerd as well.
Yeah.
And see what he thinks. But so we've got a list of characters here. And what we're going to say is like, what is the Marvel version of these Star Wars characters? Okay.
Yes.
So if these Star Wars characters had to be represented in the Marvel universe, which character would they be and why? Yeah. So I'll read off the characters and then we'll take turns and we will, do you want to go first or me? And then we'll alternate.
I'll go first.
Okay. So the characters are Obi-Wan, Darth Vader. I should have let you say his name.
Darth Vader.
Yes, there you go. Chewbacca. Yoda. C-3PO. Are you laughing? You expecting me to keep going with the like expressions here? No, sir.
Dude, what's funny is like I have that recorded now. Anytime you text, that is the noise that's going to come out of my phone.
the Chewbacca noise?
Yes.
I hate you.
Yeah,
I hate you. I'm uninstalling you as a friend. Okay, C-3PO and Princess Leia. So, Obi-Wan, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Yoda, C-3PO, Princess Leia. Okay, so that's our grouping. So, without further ado, Mike, you're first. Obi-Wan. Who is Obi-Wan in the Marvel universe?
Tony Stark.
You have him as big TS, huh?
Because, like, he's the one that kind of, like, he brought up Spider-Man. You know what I mean? He's kind of like a good mentor.
Okay.
And then he did eventually die. It took a while, whereas Obi-Wan died.
What?
Yeah. Sad. Very sad. But yeah, I have Tony Stark as Obi-Wan.
You kind of, so Tony Stark, that made it, so basically he's your grandfather.
Pretty much.
He's the godfather.
Yeah.
The way you're putting it. Okay.
I was debating between him and Captain America, but I don't know. Just kind of lean more towards
Tony Stark. We're almost the same.
Yeah.
But we're very much not the same. I have Howard Stark.
Oh, that's a good one.
Howard Stark. He's the guy who started all, birthed it, was very involved, but his story is finished by the time the new ones are coming in.
Right.
But he's the one who really started to developing the tech and getting stuff going. To me, he was like the godfather that got all going.
I like your answer better. I'm going to switch.
So, they did both die.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say on your part that works better is Obi-Wan had very much a meaningful death that like led to like, something big.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stark does die, and it does obviously lead to some traumatic life for Tony and, changes his course of life. But Tony has a much more dramatic death than what Howard Stark does.
Right.
Howard Stark is kind of killed in private. So
we didn't know how he died until phase four.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So that one was, we were both pretty close there. So we talked before the show and we don't know each other's answers, but we just guessed that we were probably going to get two the same.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. Is that one of the ones you thought we'd have the same?
No.
Because I didn't think you'd pick the same as me there.
No, I did not.
Okay, so we're still going. So this is one of the ones I think that we got the same answer on.
Okay, I think so.
Yeah, so Darth Vader. If I had to pick Darth Vader in the Marvel Universe, it's Thanos, man. Like,
really?
Thanos is Darth Vader.
Hmm.
So that's not who you picked?
No.
All right, who'd you pick? With
Darth Vader, like, I see a redemption arc, right? Because he started off good. Turned, and then
I picked Thanos because to me, Thanos is like when you think back, like original Star Wars, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Darth Vader was just
everything he embodied was
just like peak evil.
Peak evil and peak like intimidation, right?
Yeah,
like when he showed up, it is the I am inevitable, right?
Yeah.
And it was like the oh shit, Vader's here.
Right.
And that breathing, he just had this like presence about him, right?
Right. I can see that. Because if you take away the other six movies and just have the original three there, Darth Vader is like oh my God.
Well
yeah,
I can and that. Let me explain out here a little bit too on my thought on Thanos. Thanos ultimately, Thanos, I don't truly believe was evil, right?
No, he just had.
Just like you said that Darth Vader's not evil.
Right.
Thanos was doing what he believed was best, ultimately. He was trying to do, he was trying to save the universe because he felt like the universe was overpopulated, et cetera, et cetera. And so he was purging, which is very evil, that way of thought. But in his mind, he was doing what was best. It's just like how the. It's a tough scene, but like when he, when he sacrifices Gamora and the true like heartbreak he has over it all, it's weird. You know, it's a perverted love and a perverted thought, but it's still a feeling and emotion he was having. Like he truly loved her and he truly had, what he believed what he was doing was right, even though it was very much not.
Right.
He was doing something toward good, which is to me, Darth Vader. Darth Vader was trying to save Padme, trying to save his mom, trying to, and ultimately he ended up going in a place where he felt was best to help others, right?
Right. Right.
And ended up getting manipulated and getting in a little too deep and he kind of got to that. Now I think did get to a point where he got to a point of no return, kind of like what now I'm in this.
Fully
right?
embraced
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how do I, he almost kind of got to a point where he was controlled and he couldn't get out, right? He was stuck, right?
Right.
Yep. He was under the thumb of the Emperor, right?
Yeah.
So But that's kind of where I picked him. I just felt like they both have that presence, and they both were not necessarily actually fully evil. They just had, like, when they came into the room, I am inevitable, you know?
Right, yeah.
All right, so who's yours?
Loki.
Loki?
Mainly because of the redemption.
Okay, but because, yeah. I get it. Absolutely. That's good. Okay.
Yep.
So it's he started off bad because, look, I mean, Loki, you know, he was the whole part reason for Avengers 1, man.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, like, you just, like, over the course of, like, all those movies that he was in, you saw that he had this internal struggle of being the god of mischief and somebody who could actually do some good. And in the end, he actually came back and helped get all those people off of Asgard and all that.
Well, you know what's great is Loki, and it's in Loki's character that he has that arc,
mm-hmm.
because two totally separate, it's the same person.
Yeah.
You just take that same person and basically play with time, right?
Yeah.
It created two different, like, multiverses, but essentially it's the exact same person. You just shifted events around them changed, but right. Loki's redemption happened twice because then the Loki show, you know, he was already on that arc to turn mm-hmm. into Avengers, but right. he still turns even in a completely new
right.
arc.
Right.
So it's just in his nature. He was always going to.
He's always
going
to be good.
Right. He's always going to realize his mistakes.
There was always good in him.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So I like that a lot, too. It was always good in Vader, right? And it was always good in Loki. So I like that.
Yep.
All right. So next one, you'll go first again. This is another one that I think we probably got the same. No.
No. Okay.
I'm going to go with no.
All right. So for Chewbacca, I chose Groot.
Gosh damn it. We did get it the same. Because I was like, all right, this one seems obvious. But no, there's another one that I think is obvious too.
Right.
So mainly we still because, end up with our two. But.
Yeah, mainly because, like, you don't understand what the hell Chewbacca's saying.
No.
And he's just brutally strong. And, like, original Groot. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it makes total sense.
Just, if you're going to piss him off, he's going to rip your arms off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the only reasoning I have for that choice.
It's super clean. It's the most obvious of the grouping where it's literally like someone big, someone that's all muscle, someone that, like, he talks and the only people who understand them are the characters in the show and they're translating it to the people who are watching the show. Like,
right, pretty
in,
much.
In both shows, they, like, you know, like, for instance, you know, Chewbacca would say something and Han would be like, language, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
he would have a full-on conversation with this guy.
Yes. Or he'd say something and C-3PO knew what he was saying. And so, you know what I mean? Like, the characters knew what he was saying, but none of us knew. And it's the same with Groot, you know? Yeah. So, they're the exact same people. It works out great. That's like super transitionless and a transitionless super. It transitions well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And basically one of them is brown and furry and the other one's brown and barky. It's just like, they're just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So it works perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So, the next one that we picked is Yoda. I don't think there's any chance that you picked the same as me. My gosh, surely not. But I went Drax.
Drax? I went Nick Fury.
Nick Fury. Okay, I mean, I see why you did it, because I kind of sort of debated.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the reason I went Drax on Yoda, I mean, and it has nothing to do with, but it is cool that they're both green.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And they're both bald.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
But they both talk nonsense. I mean, they both are complete nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, right. Yoda talks in these weird riddles and kind of has some nonsense going on. And Drax is like, you know, if I stand ever so still, as he's like eating peanuts out of a bag. It's, you know, they're like, yeah, we're looking right at you, man. You know, so. Yeah. That's why I went Drax. You know, they're both bald, they're both green, and they both kind of talk some nonsense.
I mainly chose Nick Fury because of the status. Like, Yoda was a Jedi master, right?
And I get it.
Nick Fury's like the master, in my opinion, of like creating what we know as the Avengers. Like, he is, he put that out there to make it happen.
Yeah. I got you.
Yep.
I mean, again, it makes total sense. There was a part of me that thought about it too. And I kind of was like, I like this. I'm going with two green guys.
Right.
All right. So now we have an interesting one. And I think that we maybe have the same answer on this one.
I think we do.
C-3PO, who you got?
I chose Jarvis. Not Vision. Jarvis.
Right. We are the same.
That because, like, C-3PO has kind of got that annoying, you know, like, kind of annoying. Whereas, like, I remember the first Iron Man, Jarvis just kept spitting these stats out to Tony, and he's like, just shut up and put, like, on my display, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
And the same annoying factor. So that is why I chose Jarvis.
And they both are, like, I don't know, like, I honestly don't know this, and I'm sure there's Star Wars nerds out there that are going to light me up, and even Phil may be lighting me up over this.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure if the actor who plays C-3PO is British or not.
He is.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure he is, but they both, their voice, like the inflection in their voice, they both have that like pompous, I'm better than you inflection in their voice. Right. And I just want to punch them in their face, right? Like, I love them. They're great characters, but I would need to punch them, right? Like, I love both of them. They're both so crucial to the shows. They're not Jar Jar, right? Yeah. I don't hate them, but they just give you that like, superiority of like, you know, I can't explain it, dude.
Right. No, I got you. I know what you mean.
So we are officially at 2 for 2. There's one last, or not 2 for 2. We've hit the two that we thought. Now, I really thought that you were also going to choose Thanos for Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that you were either going to get Chewie or C-3PO, same as me. So,
okay. Wow.
But we're good there.
Yeah.
So I will be shocked if you get this next one the same as me.
Okay. For Princess Leia,
I
chose Peggy Carter.
Okay, you did not go the same route as me, so we're fine there.
Mainly because Peggy Carter's like, I don't know if you watched that one short with her where like they kind of like were giving her shit because she was a woman and she wanted to go out in the field.
Yeah.
And she, that's the kind of vibes I get from Princess Leia. Just like this strong leader type of woman, and that's what Peggy Carter was.
I went a completely different route than you.
Who did you pick?
Which, by the way, oh, damn it. I thought I had a Fuzzies cup that I was drinking water from too.
No,
mine's Dickies. Yeah, I have a ton of Fuzzies cups, but I just, you know. Anyway, I went with Pepper Potts.
Pepper? No, that's a good one too, dude. I like it.
So the reason being is, you know, Pepper's sassy too, right?
Yeah,
and she's important. Yes. Ultimately, Pepper takes over the Stark Empire, if you will, and Leia ultimately takes becomes over the
rebellion.
You know, takes over the rebellion and, you know, and becomes a general and so all that kind of stuff, right? Like,
but no, that's totally, totally good.
You know, and a bit of a sex symbol and a love interest. And, but like you kind of talked about, with the Peggy Carter thing, Princess Leia is, I mean, outside of the wretched episode where she suddenly, like, oddly has force abilities and like in space, but not in space and dead, but not dead and alive. And it's like, oh my God, so stupid.
Right.
But outside that, for the most part, she's all in the background, right? She's not on the battlefield and fighting. Mm-hmm. She has that small one little section. Well, same way with Pepper. Pepper has the small little where she's rescue in the very end of Infinity Wars and she's fighting and helping. Right.
But,
and I say that actually in Iron Man 3, she also,
she
turns into a total badass and fights. But for the most part, she's fully in the background.
You're right.
And just kind of, you know, important and handling things. So I don't know. I was like, all right, Princess Leia, Pepper Potts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with. So, I don't know. How do you think? I'm sure we're going to get some hate mail over our decisions on this thing here.
I'm sure we are. I think we have some solid lists. I completely just ruled out Howard Stark. So if I'd even thought about him, he would have definitely made my Obi-Wan selection.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But, before we move on, I have one just I'm just curious. Do you have any one of these that neither one of us picked? Do you have any kind of an alternate? Just out of curiosity. Either one we picked. Of these. Yeah. Is there anybody else that you debated that you didn't pick?
No.
No? Okay. How about this one? I'm gonna throw a wrench at you. On the fly, with no research, who is the Marvel version of Jar Jar Binks? Who do you hate? Who F's up everything by being there? Who do you hate?
Oh, God.
I can tell you're pulling up right now the... I can tell right now you're pulling up the list of characters to look at them to see who it is of all these people that you can't stand.
Not that I can't stand her. It's just, I just think she's weird.
Okay.
Mantis.
You know what? That one is really, really, really close for me.
Yeah.
So I didn't quite stick on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's the ancient one.
The ancient. Oh, really, dude? Why,
dude? I'm gonna come off.
She's a badass.
She is, but I'm gonna come off as such a jerk for this one. I can't stand watching her on the show. Like, I love her character. I hate who they picked as the actor.
You don't like the actress?
Yes. Can't stand it. First off, I'm going to sound terrible here, but it's like, I'm going to go all political here, but it's like one of the most obvious whitewashings I've ever seen. Like, absolutely should not have been played by a freaking white chick in a million years. Should not have been played by a white chick. Okay.
Right.
Secondly, the whole like bald chick thing, I can't stand it. Like, I don't know. She looks weird to me. I love the ancient one character, and I hate who is portraying the ancient one. Hate it.
Hmm.
So
nothing against the actor, just nothing, bad casting choice.
I just don't like her cast as the ancient one.
Okay.
So anyway, That's mine. That's the character that drives me nuts every time I see it. I'm just like, no, no.
It makes you physically cringe.
Yes. So, all right, let's move on.
Let's
get into the show. All right. So each and every week we get together to channel our virtues through the Triforce to provoke. We're provoking the shit out of you. To provide you, the listener, all the hottest topics from the mythical world of video games. We also add in as much of our colorful thoughts and, in this case, Jason monologues as you can handle in a week, simply because we love video games and all that is nerd culture, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing on your favorite podcasting app of choice. And if you really enjoy it, please share on social media or directly with your friends. This show continues to grow thanks to all of your wonderful support. We're just getting more and more listeners. It's been great. And you can find us on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, at TriCastGamingP1. And on our website at TriCastGamingPodcast.com. DM us on any platform with your questions and we will read them off on the show. I would love to hear some people's thoughts on the Star Wars Marvel mashup. Yeah. If we should do it the other way around next time, etc. I don't have any corrections. I listened to the show from last week. Nobody wrote anything in. So we're good to go on corrections.
We were perfect last week, or y'all were.
I was going to say, I wasn't on the show. So.
Oh, you weren't?
No. I listened. I was off last week. So
punk.
All right. So games that we're playing, man. You want to go first or me?
Go ahead.
All right. So I have been playing Elden Ring. right? It's massive. It's big. That's what she said. I've been having a lot of fun with it, but I haven't played it in a couple days because...
Because why, Jason?
Because, you know what? It's your turn. Let's just move on. Right?
No.
Do we have to really say why?
I mean, you wrote it down. We don't have to, but you wrote it down, which means you want to.
So okay, so I've not been playing it because I've been playing...
He's been playing Fortnite.
What? Yep. No, how dare you say that loud? No one needs to hear that shit. Gosh.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm not going to...
Of all people on this show, have talked the most shit about this game. And holy crap, why is it so much fun? I mean, damn it. I'm freaking Spider-Man, bro.
Dude, aren't you just playing with your son? I'm Spider-Man.
And you know who else I am? I'm Spider-Man. No.
No. Oh, shit. No, that...
He goes to bed, and I continue playing this damn game. Me and you play Rocket League. You get off. I play for another hour on Rocket League as The Rock.
Oh,
okay? I'm The freaking Rock. I'm Spider-Man. I'm a pink llama, okay? I can't help it. Why? So here's what I will say about Fortnite. Okay, I talked about Elden Ring last week. Elden Ring is a blast. The only news that has changed in Elden Ring is now I have basically started to figure it out. I've been following the guides and stuff that's going on. I've gotten pretty strong. I have got some really good weapons. I've killed a couple dragons. I've killed that opening jerk that is... at the very beginning of the game that freaking smokes me. I got the Sword of Night and Flame, which is freaking in a little bit game breaking. I'm freaking crushing stuff with it.
I think they nerfed that thing.
I haven't played since the nerf. Okay.
Okay.
So this, I've been crushing everything with it. Okay. So I'm pretty damn strong. I'm enjoying the game, but I'm not going to lie. The absence of the biggest thing with Elden Ring, the absence of a roadmap, if you will, like even in Skyrim or in The Witcher or in like a lot of these games, there is a tab you can go to that shows all your quests, tells you which ones are mains, which ones are side quests, and it lets me have like a direction that I'm going, right? Yeah. Elden Ring is just like drops you in, just literally just go look at rocks. You know what I mean? Like, go figure that shit out. Like, you accept quest, but it's just from talking to people. And there's no, like, quest log. There's no mention of anything. You talk to someone, they give you a quest. 2 weeks later, you found something on the other side of the map, and you got experience or a weapon rewarded because you did what you talked to that guy about. You don't really remember it. You don't know what's going on. Like, so... that's a lot of what's happening. You're just literally walking around killing things as they show up, or like, oh, there's a castle. I'll just go all the way through it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm slipping away from Elden Ring.
Right. See that.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm slipping away from it because I don't have anything that I'm like goal oriented toward. Right.
Like, and there's no way for you to even know how.
Right. I have no idea how far into the story I am or how well I'm doing. So that part is weird to me. And maybe that's normal for Souls games. Phil would be able to tell us because this is my first Soul game.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to me not having a goal, right?
Right.
Something out there that I'm going toward. So it's starting to lose me a little. It's a good game. But that's just a personal thing for me. So on Fortnite, here's what I'll say about Fortnite.
Okay.
I have always said, of all games, Fortnite is by far the best at their microtransactions. They're badass. So yes, I have spent money. I have the battle pass. I'm freaking Spider-Man, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I've got all this stuff. And my kids want the battle pass. And they, you know what I mean? Like, and I am having a lot of fun. And it is hilarious that the other day at work, my kids were home because they had no school. Mm-hmm. And my wife texts me. She says, Chandler got his first kill. That was it. And I respond back with, that's awesome and totally hilarious out of context. Like,
You know what I mean? Like, to just get a text that, hey, your 6-year-old got his first kill.
Right. If somebody else were to pick up your phone, as that text went off on your screen, yes, and you looked at that, they're like, what?
Like, you know.
You did just, what now?
That was it. That's all she said. Just Chandler got his first kill. That's it. That's her text.
Family of assassins.
You know, anyway, here's what I will say about Fortnite. The last time I played Fortnite was probably at minimum 5 years ago.
Yeah,
years. You know what I mean? At minimum. Back then it was just like, they still had the like, not single player, but like story mode version where you like go in and are like holding off like hordes like of
zombies
or whatever. And then the battle royale, right?
Yeah.
Now it's basically Roblox. Like, the game has changed so much. I mean, they've basically gone all in with their Unreal Engine, mm-hmm, and they utilize the Unreal Engine, and there's map creators, and it's full on. If I don't know if you've ever gotten into Roblox or know anything about Roblox, but it's like,
no,
all right, you open it up. I mean, it even looks like Roblox in that, mm-hmm, basically the way it is you click on the like change your play mode, mm-hmm, and there's all of these windows and you can just scroll and there's all these like user created content, right? And you can join into them and get into it, and you earn XP and do stuff, and some of them are like, for instance, me and my wife played the other night, and it was just, mm-hmm, literally it was Easter egg hunting. and so my wife doesn't play a lot of games with me. So when she's, mm-hmm, like, hey, you know, I want to try this out because I want to make sure I know what my boys are getting into, because our 4 and 6 year old are doing this. And she's like, all right, if they're going to start doing this, I want to know if it's safe for them. And I want to get in and check it out. I'm like, all right. So then she sees that mode and she clicks on it to go into it. And I'm like, all right, I'll do this because she never games with me.
Right.
And I'll just, whatever. But this is going to be lame as shit. It's Easter egg hunting, right? And I'm like, oh my God, damn it. It was fun, dude. Like, cause basically what it is think like, okay, back when we're playing Destiny, mm-hmm, and you'd go into the jump puzzles.
Oh, right.
Right. That's exactly what this was. It's the map and you're searching around and you would find eggs, but right, it's like, okay, it's up there on this cliff. You have to find out how to get to the dang thing.
Oh, so you gotta, okay.
And yeah, it's like, you have to find out a way to like jump around and land on this ledge and go around on this. And okay, I got it. Now, right. And then like, okay, you found 15, you unlock a new part of the map. You can go there. All right. Now you found 25, you unlock a new map. You can go, and they're all over the place and they're hidden. So you are trying to find them. And then once you do find them, you have to like figure out how to get to them or how to, it's almost like puzzles and a lot of like jump, you know, puzzles and stuff like that. So I actually enjoyed it, and I'm like, "Damn it!" But there's an imposters mode, just exactly like what is Among Us, right? Like, you're just playing with your Fortnite characters, right? So you're John Wick or you're Thanos or you're Spider-Man or you're, you know what I mean, right, whatever, right? There's a million modes, and it was actually pretty fun.
Right. Yeah, so Minecraft has something similar to that too.
Okay. See, I played a little bit of Minecraft, but not a lot. But it's definitely like you could go to that one game, which is a free game if you don't, mm-hmm, pay for money, and it's like 40 games in one.
Yeah.
Right? Like
little, a bunch of mini games.
Yeah.
That people have created. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just like, man, I could just put my kids onto this, and they could just play this, and have so much different diversity of games to play. It's crazy. So anyway, that's kind of what I've been playing. On a side note, I have still been playing this mobile game. I can't stop playing it, so it just is what it is. It's that Marvel Strike Force.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's a strategy game. It's an inventory management game. That's it. Cool. So, all right. So what have you been playing?
Just Rocket League, man. Only time I've played a video game is because you've messaged me asking
to play. So you've only played with me?
Yeah, because...
Okay.
Tyler would ask if I wanted like for games, but he just wants to play Halo, and
you're just not feeling Halo.
I'm not feeling Halo, man. Yep,
I got you, man.
And like, even Destiny, like I've just played so much of it that I've kind of like burned myself out.
Yeah, I get it. So I'm, like, it's funny because you were actually a couple weeks ago, you were saying like, yeah, these guys that play so much Destiny and then they burn themselves out. And I don't do that.
Well, so I didn't even play that much. Like, I've been missing so much content right now. Like it's just, what's funny is I didn't play a lot, but I still burned myself out. Like,
yeah.
And so I'm probably going to play some more this weekend though.
Well, you're going to have to download some Fortnite and play some Fortnite with me, bro. It's free. Come on.
It's free, but like,
come on, man.
Dude, I have like so much, like, then I had to install Audition because freaking Adam, I can't edit the show. So like,
oh yeah. Oh, we should do a shout out, by the way. I completely forgot.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but big news, guys. Adam is a new dad.
A dad. This two times over now.
Dad 2-0. He is officially was it this morning?
I think today she got induced today.
Yeah, so. I think it was induced today, which I don't think we've gotten any kind of update on photos or anything. You know, I mean, it's all still fresh and they're pretty busy with life on it. But some big congrats to Adam.
Yeah.
And so he'll be taking a break for the show for a while with the newborn. And so, when the show sounds terrible and the editing is horrible, it's because it's Mike's fault. Yeah. Yeah. Lame. Well,
soon everybody's going to have to learn how to do this.
Yep. Soon we're going to be like, why is it that we just keep losing listeners? What's happening? They just all are going away.
Exactly.
So yeah, you just playing some Rocket, huh?
Just Rocket League, and that is it. I got my placements. I'm in Diamond 3 Division. Well, I placed Diamond 3 Division 4.
Yeah, you'll be back to champion.
And then we played together, and I'm
Division 3. You're Division 2?
Division 2. But it's fine.
Are you trying to blame me for falling to Division? Is that because that's what it feels like. It feels like you're blaming me for falling to Divisions.
The reason it feels like that.
Choose your words carefully.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Oh, son of a...
I'm kidding. No, but seriously, it is. So, just Rocket League so far. It's funny because like I step away from Rocket League for like a week and I come back.
You're terrible?
No, actually, I am better. I'm better, but then as I keep playing more and more, like my skill just kind of goes down and down and down. And I step away for a week, and I'm like, I play better than I did before, and then I just keep... I don't know what... It just seems like the opposite of what it's supposed to be like.
Right, yeah.
But seems like when I come back...
More often, you should get better, yeah.
Right. When I come back, though, like, I'm, like, great at, like, hitting aerials, but, like, the more I play, the, like, I guess I get overconfident and start missing easy-ass shots.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I never miss anything easy, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I have clips that say otherwise. I save everything.
Do you have a ton of clips? Oh, whatever. You're trying to blackmail me. Whatever. I see you. I understand.
No. Clips of everything.
Yeah, whatever. I hate you.
yeah, but just Rocket League. Nothing else.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have installed the Guardians of the Galaxy from Game Pass, and I do plan to play that next. Single player. I will be playing that next, but I spend a lot of time, and Elden Ring's a single player game, but I spend so much time on multiplayer games. I'm dead serious. If you download Fortnite,
I know.
A little bit here and there. The thing I by far struggle the most with in the Fortnite is the building because I've played so much Apex. I will say this, shooting in Fortnite compared to Apex. So I remember when Fortnite had when Call of Duty had its mass exodus because of all of the cheaters. And so everybody moved. And when Apex had its like prime of when it had all of those people from Call of Duty went over, and Ninja moved over and started streaming Apex as well. And he was awful. He was so bad. It's because the aiming is so different. My gosh, it's so much easier to shoot in freaking Fortnite. It's so much more forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Apex takes legit skill. And I can actually shoot people in Fortnite because apparently I'm not skilled And it's probably also a combination of my MMR is low because I don't play any. And so right. I'm playing against a You're bunch of six-year-olds.
And bots.
it's so freaking easy to freaking smoke six-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that part I like. But if I get it against someone who's really good at building, they just crush me.
Right.
So,
The thing that takes me away from Apex is that game is like, for me, it's just break the shields of the game. Everybody has so many goddamn shields in that game.
Okay, so here's where I will say I've seen already with Fortnite. Essentially, I mean, they have shields too, right?
Yeah, but my God, I feel so, like I can empty four clips.
So here's the next thing I'll say about... So if you play Fortnite, it's the exact same experience, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because they have taken... And that was the other thing I was going to mention. They have taken everything that Apex has done well and added it to their game. They now have pings. They have the respawn points. Mm-hmm. They have where you can slide now, you know, and you slide fast. I mean, it's everything that is in Apex is now in Fortnite.
Right.
Including, oh my gosh, I just lost it. All of a sudden I was going to say my brain stopped working immediately, but you were talking about all the things that it has. Anyway, okay, so they've stolen everything, and so I don't know. I lost my train of thought, damn it. But Fortnite is basically ripped everything from Apex, right?
Right.
And so, oh, shields. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about the shields.
Right.
Building walls is essentially shields. You'll sit there and fire for forever because people are just slapping down walls in front of them, and you're shooting the damn wall instead of them. So people use building basically as shields. I mean, that's all they're doing. I mean, they're just slapping down shields in front of them. Like crazy, and you have so many damn building materials. So I felt like you shoot at people just as much. So that part I will say
that
if
is why
you get somebody big building. It's basically shields.
Yeah, that's why I don't play Fortnite because like you go to like push on somebody and they've erected a goddamn skyscraper.
Oh well, I mean
in less than a minute, and you're like, okay, well
let's just get one thing clear.
Okay,
normally you charging on someone erect is the kind of game you would like.
Yeah, I knew once I said what I said, I'm like, okay, I know.
Yep.
I know I made a mistake. I'm going to own it. I'm letting him say what he needs to say.
Yep. In fact, actually, you should have.
I left it wide open.
Yeah,
my
wide
God.
Open for you coming on someone.
Oh,
erect.
No. Yes. Oh, no.
That is correct. Yeah, every time I'm coming on someone who's erect.
oh, God.
Okay, so let's get into the actual news of the show.
Some news.
Let's start this off with another shooter here, and one that has even admittedly by our standards, we have said we've almost kind of forgotten about it. It's kind of gone away a little bit, right?
It's funny because you said, like, you posted this, and I said Overwatch, and then like I'm not going to lie, like I literally forgot Overwatch was a game.
So where we're going here is Overwatch 2 beta. Officially set for April 26th.
Right.
So,
on.
PC Gamer has an article and they posted out. So after a long, long wait, Blizzard announced today that the Overwatch 2 PvP beta will begin on April 26th with new heroes, maps, and a 5v5 gameplay. The announcement comes a week after Blizzard kicked off a closed alpha of the sequel and open signups for the beta on its website. Blizzard talked more about the ongoing alpha during a developer live stream today. And today is not actually today, it's from the other day. We learned a little more about upcoming hero reworks and what exactly will be in the April PvP beta. Details are still pretty light, but here's what players can look forward to. There's a new hero by the name of Sojourn. A Canadian, so she's automatically the article here says she's automatically she's my favorite. This was written by a Canadian. With an armored parka and a railgun. There's a new mode called Push. That's your favorite, Mike. Teammates battle to take control of a robot that begins in a central location of a symmetrical map. Then push it toward the enemy base. Either team may take control of the robot at any time. That team pushes the robot furthest onto the enemy side, wins the game. So, by the way, that reminds me of exactly a PvP from that's, I mean, in another Blizzard version. That's like the PvP from, wow, I can't remember the name of the map, but the there's a map where there is like a moving like tray, and you like can fight it and move it back and forth directions by holding control over it.
I guess I didn't play that.
Wow. Okay. Then there's four new maps, Circuit Royale, Midtown, New Queen Street, and Kalesso. So they're also going to have some reworks of heroes, which is Orisa, Doomfist, Bastion, and Sombra. And just like all these games, they are also adding a ping system. It is worth noting also that Doomfist is being completely reworked into a tank now. So
I wonder what they're going to do to Bastion.
I don't know.
Because like that's that, turret dude, right? Like he like is a robot, and then just because that's what I played as when we did like move the payload.
Yeah, payload. Yeah. I mean, which that push sounds sort of similar to payload. It's just it can be taken over.
Oh, so you can go both ways instead of pushing one way.
Correct. Gotcha. So it's very similar to payload and push are very similar, except instead of just halting it, you can take control and push it back on them.
Push it back. Okay.
It's almost like a game of gosh dang it. I can't think of what you have to do. Oh my gosh. Where you have a rope on two sides and you're pulling it.
Tug of war.
Holy crap. I can't think of tug of war. I'm done.
It's been a long week, dude.
I'm just done.
It's been a long week.
It's over. I mean, my gosh. So, yes, push is basically just a big game of tug of war.
Right.
Right.
That sounds fun.
So, sounds good. All right. So, Mike, you want to get this next one?
Yeah. It's just a little snippet for Elden Ring. It was the biggest game of February across Europe. I got this article from Eurogamer written by, what's his name? Ed Nightingale. One of the biggest game, or the biggest game in Europe. They had the best sold, anyway. They had 44% sales on PS5, 27%. Wait, no. I'm reading that wrong.
You are. It's correct.
It sold best on PC with 44%.
Yep.
Total sales, PS5, 27%, Xbox with 16%, and PS4 with 13%.
I mean, 44%. So 44% of all PC games sold in Europe were of one game. That's crazy, bro. Like, that damn.
Cool. Yeah.
This game
good.
Is hitting in Europe, ain't it? Like, yeah, I mean, don't know, I think it's big everywhere, but shit. Yeah.
I've never played a Souls game, and this is the closest the game has gotten me to actually play a Souls type game.
Yeah.
Still not going to play it though, because the game looks like it's just torture to play.
So, I'm going to let you in a little something. Sure. And maybe this is news for, I don't want to get in trouble by saying this, but, you know, I can share my Steam library with you.
Yeah, but if I'm playing something on your Steam library, you cannot.
That's play correct. Anything.
Like, oh. You can't even log on.
Okay.
I don't know why they call it sharing, because it's not.
Okay.
You're essentially just giving me your login.
I full on have to give you my login. You have to log in on your computer, log off, log on yours, and then my library is still there. And then you can click on one and play it because it's shared with you.
Right.
But
if I'm playing,
I just thought it was games, I couldn't play that game. I can't play any game.
You can't play any game.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then screw you. You can't have my Elden Ring. We just have to make a deal that I'm playing Guardians while you're playing Elden Ring.
That'll work. Yeah,
because I'll be on Xbox.
Xbox.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. You can take the rest of it.
Just a little more notes here. Horizon Forbidden West was second in sales, with its biggest on PS5, and was the biggest PS5 launch outside the U.S. Oh my god, I can't read.
I mean, you know, look, we're getting old, and we need bifocals. And we're having Alzheimer's and we can't remember basics like tug of war. I mean, you know, look, this show is definitely declining without Phil here. We're going downhill fast, people.
Yeah. All right, let me restart this. Rise of Forbidden West was the second in the sales charts and was the biggest PS5 launch outside of Call of Duty of its sales. 59% were on PS5, the remainder on PS4, proving Sony right about launching across both platforms. Then again, it was cheaper on the older consoles and offered a free upgrade PS5, which likely skewed the numbers.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and look, I'll defend us a little bit here and say, Phil's had some recent screw ups where he has to turn and go back and be like, I can't talk and reread everything he's saying too. So yeah. It's all right. So, the next thing is, so Dr. Disrespect is officially selling NFT beta access to his game that doesn't even exist yet.
Yes.
Bam, bam, bam.
I am signed up and I got an NFT.
Oh my gosh.
But I didn't pay anything. Like, it was just like they just gave it.
Yeah.
To me.
So he has what's called an initial round of founder access passes. Mm-hmm. He had 10,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And they sold for $50 each. I mean, it's basically a GoFundMe for his freaking game.
Yeah.
And you know, by just calling it an NFT, essentially it's just going to be like, you know, it's basically like you're pre-purchasing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
pretty much.
And going to get something, you know, it's almost like you're buying a premium edition, right? And when the game comes out, you'll have, you know, it's like buying the collector's edition, you know, you'll have something special. Like, that's what's going to end up happening. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit ridiculous to me. So in December 2021, Dr. Disrespect, AKA Guy Beam, co-founded a new game studio called Midnight Society with former Call of Duty creative strategist Robert Bowling and Halo 5 multiplayer designer Quinn Del Hoyo. What exactly the studio is making hasn't been revealed yet, beyond a promise that it will be the most community-focused online PvP multiplayer experience the world has ever seen. But a new blog post has shed more light on the community focus aspect, which will include the before said NFT sales. So they definitely plan on moving more into this NFT stuff. I'm a bit surprised by this because, as we know, NFTs are coming to the gaming world. It does feel like most of the big games, you know, like Ubisoft, even the ones who like officially have hired people we've talked about on the show where like their job title is basically like NFT manager, right? Even they're coming out and publicly like, well, you know, we're not sure. And we're surveying things. That person's entire job security is based on NFT. They're for sure as hell going into NFTs, right? But they're saying all the right things and they're non-committal. And whereas Dr. Disrespect, you know, and Midnight Society are just straight full head going into like, yep, NFTs. It's a way for us to have some money, baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know what? Ultimately, the way I see this is it's an opportunity for him to kind of have a bit of a GoFundMe, get some money to develop the games the way that they want and not have to give away any percentage of their company, right? To investors.
Right. Have you, like, I'm assuming you haven't signed up for any of this.
No.
So, like, whenever I signed up, they had this survey.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, like...
How long ago did you sign up?
It was, like, when he announced it. I think it was Wednesday.
Okay.
But they had a survey, and they were asking, like, about... Because, like, it's actually going to be the community that kind of dictates how the game is going to be made.
That I do know that he's been, doing a lot and of that.
Yeah, so like it's, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see how this works because I don't think this has been done before as far as how the games are being developed.
Yeah,
so I'm interested to see how this is gonna.
Yeah, no, forward. I mean, I mean, maybe it's something that changes the way the gaming industry works, and maybe it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like maybe it's like, yeah, they don't know what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you know, look, if the only people that are sending him information are women. They don't know what they want, you know? So, I'm making jokes. please don't kill me.
It's, what was it?
Think, Mike.
It's not the whole, like, all of the gaming community that's going to help. It's like, you're going to sign up for this and you're going to be like in a guild, essentially. And a guild is going to be a part of the development process.
Yeah. It's basically like, okay, if you're a Patreon member.
Yeah. That's exactly it. That's how
you now have a voting, you know, point or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a select grouping of people.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I get it. So they're just going about it a little different way. So,
yeah.
So the next little story that we have here falls in line kind of right behind that. And it's more Dr. Disrespect news. And it's that he has officially settled his lawsuit with Twitch. He posted on his Twitter with just a card of his little, you know, symbol with his little mustache symbol. And just basically had a quote and just said, "I have resolved my legal dispute with Twitch. No party admits to any wrongdoing." That's literally it. Nothing else.
I think that is pretty much where the case started as well. Like, he could have,
Let's be clear here.
Okay.
What this means is Twitch paid him out of court.
Is that what you think that means?
Oh, 1,000%. Okay, he was paid they were settled out of court, and they both have signed an NDA, and we will never know.
Right.
Well, what went down.
Makes sense.
So we will,
wonder, like, so can every, he
people
be,
are
like,
pissed because they wanted all the juicy details of why was he banned, right?
Why nobody like
no we will never know.
We'll never know. Like, because I don't know why people officially expected that.
And so by saying no one admits to any wrongdoing, basically what Twitch is saying is, hey, we've made this go away.
Yeah.
And by going away, it means like we are not saying we didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. We had a disagreement. And we've come to terms to now agree.
Right.
You don't need to know what those terms are.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's just going to go away. So there's a lot of people who are pissed off because they wanted to know the juicy deets. You ain't ever going to know. Ever. So
I don't know why people expected that in the first place.
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty clear from the very beginning. Dr. Disrespect was very disciplined. His lawyers worked very well with, he said nothing. Like, he was like, can't talk about it, won't talk about it, nothing. So, the only other additional that came out of this at all was basically just a confirmation that, no, he will not be returning to Twitch.
Okay, that's didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will not be returning to Twitch. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, like, hey, he didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. But, you know.
He's still banned. Like, he can't be.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I sued my employer. And we settled out of court, but you know,
they're not going to hire you.
The relationship's not great for us to go back to working with each other, right? Like, so yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just not going to be back to partners. So, this next story, is a shout out for one that is Kyle. By the name of Kyle, our longtime listener, old Kyle buddy, for Monster Hunter Rise first expansion is arriving this summer. The DLC will cost $39.99 in the US and is set to release on June 30th, along with a 13 gig patch that you'll need to download regardless of whether or not you pick up Sunbreak. So
that is a hefty patch.
It's not the biggest I've ever seen, but what that means to me is, there's got to be some coding that they're changing, some basics, just basically maybe some stuff where the map looks right, like doorways, etc. Even some just like things that
it's just to set the foundation for the DLC.
Think about like how when you know me and you were both big WoW gamers, and a lot of times a new DLC will come out and it changes some mechanics of the base game. It changes the map, everything. And even if you don't buy that new expansion,
it's still there.
It still changes your UI. It still changes like, okay, now there's your skills change. So there could be some patches and some changes that go along with the base game a part of this as well. So that's interesting to note. So while Monster Hunter Rise has been kicking around on the Switch for a year now, PC players have only had a few months to explore Kimura Village and its surrounding terrain. So this is basically, you know, it's only been out on PC for a little while now, and you're about to get your first DLC, which isn't bad. So it's pretty good. June 30th. It's interesting to me that, you know, they're still 3 months away, a little three and a half months away from this releasing, and are straight up being like, yep, it's 13 gig patch. Surely something will happen between now and then, and maybe it's 13 and a half or 13. I mean, maybe that's not exact. That's just saying it's approximately a 13 gig patch, but to say exactly what the patch size is, surely there's a hot fix or a patch that's going to come out along with it.
Right.
The next story we've got on the docket here, and I'm actually pretty happy with this. Glad to see it, not shocked to see it whatsoever. But Riot Games has officially bought a chunk of the animation studio behind the breakout hit Arcane that was on Netflix. So Riot Games has announced it's made an equity investment in Fortiche Production, the animation studio behind last year's Netflix smash hit Arcane, which gives the developer and publisher a significant non-controlling stake in Fortiche. This isn't really a surprise, after all. Arcane is a pretty stunning show, which we all 1,000% agree with that, and seems to have done incredibly well in taking League of Legends outside its usual audience. Riot and Fortiche have been associated for a long time, even before Arcane, which we discussed on this show. First working together on their music video, Get Jinxed, and then on other shorts, including Warriors, Seconds, Pop Stars, and Rise. Fortiche is currently working on the second season of Arcane, as well as other unannounced projects. The press release about the acquisition says that Arcane was the number one show on Netflix for 3 straight weeks after launching and hit the top 10 in over 52 countries.
Dude, it's a fantastic show.
It's a fantastic show. With the whole unannounced, what I really, really hope it is. What?
Valorant.
I mean, that's possible. Look, it's very possible.
What else? But, what else could they do?
Well, so to me, Arcane, it's a League of Legends story, but Arcane is specific to, I mean, there's over, I don't know what its total is, 150 champions or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them stories interact with each other.
Oh, so you think they're going to be different?
I'm hoping.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's very possible they just have, you know, Arcane is, you know, basically so far, Arcane is the story of, you know, Jinx, a grouping of characters. Yeah, Jinx and a grouping of characters, you know, from a specific city and their interactions with one another, right? Right. So they very well
make a whole other show for like other champions. Yeah,
there's completely other parts of the world in League of Legends that completely, totally have no relation to one another of any kind.
Right.
It wouldn't make sense to ever bring into the show for Arcane.
Right.
So they could just be making a completely and totally different series, and it would be another League of Legends story. But this one, instead of being called Arcane, could be called something entirely different.
Right.
And involve a completely different set of characters.
Right.
Totally possible.
I'd be down for that. Great. Dude, my dream for this is like they do all these like different shows, right?
Yeah.
Tie it all in together, kind of a Marvel style. And then tie it all in as they're going into, what is that arena called?
MOBA?
Whatever that game thing is. What is
League of Legends.
I know it's a MOBA.
The Rift.
The Rift, yeah, and everybody gets tied into the Rift somehow.
Yeah. All right, so that pretty much is the basis of the show. We're pretty light this week on news.
Very
light. We had some big news weeks recently. So let's just go through some new upcoming releases. So coming up March 22nd is Rune Factory 5 on Switch.
That's already been released. That's just coming to the Switch.
On the Switch. Correct.
Yeah.
So on the 24th of March, we have Norco on PC. I don't know anything about that game. Do you know what that is?
Me neither. No idea.
Right. March 25th, we have the first of the big announcements from our PlayStation show a couple weeks ago, which was Ghostwire Tokyo.
Ghostwire Tokyo.
Yeah, so for PC and for PlayStation. So we also have Tiny Tina's Wonderland on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on March 25th. I don't know a lot about this. I know that
it's a spinoff of Borderlands.
Is it? Okay. And I was going to say, I saw some of the artwork on it, and I was like, okay. I don't know a lot about it, but Phil really wants us to play it with him. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see.
It's weird, man. All this time, me and Phil, basically the only thing we've played together ever.
It's FIFA?
Is FIFA and Rocket League. Like, he doesn't do any of these other games with me. Like, I'm on gaming every night, and I don't see him. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Did you not play Deep Rock Galactic with us?
No. That was Tyler.
For some reason, I thought, oh, that was Tyler. Okay.
Yeah. If wow. If I were to play with y'all, I mean, y'all would have been a lot better.
100%
agree. I mean, clearly.
I'm hoping Tyler listens to this.
It wasn't a shot at Tyler. I was just trying to talk myself up. Oh, okay. I'm that good.
I was taking the shot at Tyler here.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it, not me. I mean, that had nothing to do with Tyler. It was everything to do with me. Okay, so, and then March 30th, we've got Death Stranding, the director's cut.
You said you played that game for like 10 minutes and like, this is not for me. And then immediately well, look,
again, it was just that I just was at a point in my life where I was like, I immediately remembered like, oh shit, yeah, this is a Hideo Kojima game. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a cinematic, you know, movie every freaking 5 minutes. And I'm like, I just am not prepped for that right now. That's not what I want. And so, yeah, I was like, nope, returned it and used that money and bought Horizon West.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And then loved that game. So
right on. Cool.
Yeah. And so then we don't have any change, you know, which is pretty usual for our free games because it's mid-month. But so we'll just go over those again. So the March PlayStation Plus games, Ghost of Tsushima Legends on PS4 and PS5, Ghost Runner on PS5, Team Sonic Racing on PS4, and Ark Survival Evolved. Isn't that game free on like everything these days? Like literally
pretty much
everywhere. Ark Survival is free. Like Game Pass, PC, like it's free on freaking everything now.
It is. It is. I played Ark on a console.
It's so bad.
Controller, dude. Oh my God. It hurt.
It's terrible.
It physically hurts to play with a controller.
It's terrible. I don't know how people do it. And I've watched like YouTube videos when I'm playing that game. Mm-hmm. To like, you know, like, I don't know, like figure like, how do I do this? And I can see when they're playing it, cause you see like the Y or whatever over something. And I'm like, oh my God, no, why are you doing this? What is wrong with you?
Right.
So, the other thing is to me, Ark is, so it's one of those games that is a billion times better modded.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
it's basically almost impossible to mod it. I mean, you can, but it's so much harder to mod it on console, and it's the easiest thing in the world on Steam. March Xbox Games with Gold, you've got The Flame in the Flood and Street Power Soccer, and then we've got Sacred 2 Fallen Angel and SpongeBob's Truth or Square.
That's I've stopped downloading Games with Gold games.
Well, look, I was talking to one of my colleagues at work who's a big console gamer, and I was like, you know, I remember when Games with Gold first came out, and they actually had some good stuff on there. Like
great games.
You know, it's like, and it's the same thing with like Epic, right? Like the Epic Store, you know, like the problem with these free games is they've just kind of run their course of they've given all of the good stuff away.
Yeah.
And all that's left is a bunch of indie stuff. Not that there's not, you know, obviously there's amazing indie games out there.
Right.
But they've just kind of gone to like, they can't keep giving everything away. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And so they're really bottom of the barrel on a lot of these now. But and what I was talking about it to my colleague about was because we were talking about me playing Fortnite and the shame that is there. Yeah. And me like pulling up my Epic Launcher, and I've got all these games in my Epic Launcher. Like I'm going to go ahead and pull it up right now to just discuss it. And I've got all these games, and they're all games that are free games that I've gotten from Epic at some point. And, you know, and it's just like, holy crap, look at this library of games. And there's great games on here. But when you go back and look at the recent free games, it's like, oh my gosh. So I've got Watch Dogs 2, Tropico 5, Torchlight 3, Surviving Mars, Stranded Deep, Jurassic World Evolution, Hitman 2, and Hitman 1, Grand Theft Auto 5, Football Manager 2020, and there's a couple other games that are on here, but there are free games to begin with. So you got like Spellbreak, Dauntless. Right. And I also have Tom Clancy's on here, but I paid for that. And I have Red Dead Redemption on here. I paid for that. But, you know, all those are games that I got for free.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, dang. You know, those are decent. Oh, and Surviving Mars. That's another one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And they've kind of got the drasticness of it, like just the... Like the kind of games that I want to play, they're just not on the free to play games anymore, or like the free like you get for like Game Pass, games with gold or whatever. And Epic, it's just none of the stuff's appealing to me anymore. So,
yeah,
I haven't downloaded it.
Well, and speaking of, I guess the last one that we have to mention is the free games that are part of the Epic Store, which is the city building game called In Sound Mind. And then there's City Skylines is on there as well, which again is another one that that's
available everywhere.
Yeah, and it's a good game. So, like we said before, Guardians of the Galaxy is on Game Pass. So I'm looking forward to that one. It's going to be good. So, what's your thoughts on this week's show, man? It was pretty light on the story, so I'm glad we got to spend some time playing our fun little Marvel game. So
yeah, I mean we gave him a good show.
Yeah. Yep. I think that kind of ends it, unless you you want to go ahead and kind of make a prediction or a call out for some future movie mashups. Do you have any or if anyone wants to write in for ones they want to see coming in the future?
Right.
Do you have any that you think of? I know we kind of talked about Matrix. Trying to figure a Matrix out. That'd be a good one to plug in.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to do like Justice League, you know, not to completely ignore DC here, but at some point it becomes too similar to
the MCU stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, superheroes, you know, it's so.
Yeah. It's all the same.
Maybe something I've been thinking about doing is taking a video game and swapping it to a movie and the other way around.
Oh, right. The other way around. That'd be cool.
From what we did last week. Trying to figure out which one would be best to do that for. So,
right. Yeah. Maybe next week.
Yeah. All right. So,
or whenever you're here, not next week. What would be like?
Oh, that? I mean, look, I'm cool with you guys doing it without me and then me listening back to it and screaming at my radio like, no, no. Why?
Right on.
All right. So I think that's it, man. So let's get it out of here.
Let's close it out.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the 87th episode of the TriCast Gaming Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Remember to like, subscribe, and review on your podcasting app of choice. And if you have any questions for the show, DM us on Twitter or Facebook. This show will be back again next Friday with episode number 88. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Game hard.